Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, having our anniversary visit with Tim Berry. This is Tim's 13th anniversary of being a member of our Brain Trust. Tim, again, thank you for, you know, I still remember when you first joined us, and here you are 13 years later still hanging out with us, still doing good, great work and what you do. The world has changed a lot since then. You've done a great job of morphing, of helping to bring business planning into the 21st century in a way that's meaningful for small business owners. And I've just enjoyed watching you do that. And it's a testament to your to what I consider to be, your genuineness, your authenticity, and the way you feel about small business owners. And I just want to congratulate you on that.
Wow, thank you. Those are very nice words, Jim. And if it's been 13 years, that's amazing because it feels like just yesterday.
I know. We've had some fun.
It's fun all the way through.
We've had some fun. We're talking about plan versus actual. By the way, folks, timberry.com is his website. Go there and you can find all the other stuff from there, including his blog. You want to follow Tim wherever he is because he's the best. Tim, we're talking about plan versus actual. And you know, if one of the things that I recommended in a piece I wrote recently, and I talked about it earlier in the previous hour, is if your plans are not working out if your actual is not what you is very far off from what you planned, you know, you might need some help. You might need to talk to somebody who's, you know, could be a scout for you, somebody who's doing what you do. Maybe they're having better results, and I'm telling people, swallow your pride and go ask somebody for help. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, one of the reasons you plan versus actual is if things aren't going good, then you need to change. Somebody defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Right.
Might have been Mark Twain, Benjamin Franklin, but
it
does seem like, yes, that's insanity. That's another reason we're doing the whole planning thing, because you need to keep looking and you need to keep watching. And one of the most fascinating things I've seen through the years is how frequently things that didn't work as little as 3 years ago will work now, and how frequently things that have worked all the time will stop working. So you need to keep your eyes open and keep watching these things.
And Tim, especially, and this is something I keep harping on, and I know my audience, they're rolling their eyes right now because they know what I'm going to say. I think that, you know, we're now 10% into the second decade of the 21st century. And this decade is already demonstrating that it's a lot different from the previous decade, even though it's in the same century. And it's a quantum leap away from how things were in the 20th century. We're moving into a new era, aren't we?
Yeah, things are changing faster, and it is definitely the business landscape, as far as I'm concerned, is vastly different from what it was as recently as 1999.
So doesn't that mean we have to put our business planning on casters?
Yeah, it has to be agile and flexible, and we have to realize that if the plan exists, that's making it easier for us to manage change. The plan is not a force for staying static. The plan is a tool that makes managing change easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the planning, not the plan.
Right. That's the thing that if we could get one thing across more right now that maybe we didn't emphasize enough 10 years ago, Tim, to be honest with you, it would be, you know, back in the 90s, maybe we didn't emphasize this enough. We said it, but I don't think we emphasized it enough. But if there's one thing I think we need to harp on today, it's planning. The process, folks, of planning, not the printing out of a document.
Yeah, and you're reviewing it, and think about the core elements. It starts with your review schedule, and then you have your assumptions, your list assumptions, so you know when they change. And then you have your milestones, dates, and deadlines. You have your sales forecast and your expense and cost forecast, and that runs to your cash flow. And it can stay on the computer. Don't bother to print it out if you don't have to.
Yeah.
And you keep focusing on that core stuff and watch your plan versus actual, and without realizing, suddenly you're steering.
And folks,
and steering is what we need.
There are tools to help you keep that organized. And of course, you know who makes one of them, Palo Alto Software. But there are tools out there that we don't. Tim never brings that up on his own. But there are out there, so if you need help with that, then you know where to go. Hey, Tim, happy anniversary again. Let's have a good 2011 together.
Oh, boy, you bet. Thank you very much, and I'm with you, man.
And good luck with the ducks over there, by the way.
You bet.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingen, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.